今天正道的题目是谦卑的仆人，第二次讲。
Today's sermon topic is Servant with Humility, Part 2.
弟兄姊妹、慕道的朋友，早安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
我们一起的同心祷告。
Now let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
正如刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just as in a hymn we sang,
主你是明亮的晨星。
You, the Lord, you are a bright morning star.
主耶稣基督，你不单止将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来。
Not only did the Lord Jesus save us from our sins and transgressions,
你更加为我们带来永恒的盼望。
But you also have brought us the eternal hope.
为此我们再次献上你的感谢和赞美。
For this, we once again give you our thanks and praises.
主，你不单止拯救我们
，Lord, not only did you save us，
你更加嘅留下你自己宝贵嘅话语
，But you also have left us your precious words。
因为主你嘅话系灵，系生命
，Lord, your word is spirit and it's life。
让我哋常常嘅得着提醒，得着激励，得着帮助。
Through your word, we can always be helped, assist, encouraged。
恳求恩主耶稣基督宝血再次来到洁净涂抹我们一切污秽得罪神的地方。
May the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
让我们今天早上能够无拦阻来到亲近主。
So on this morning we can draw near to you without any hindrance.
也恳求真理的圣灵来到引导我们进入真理的当中。
May the Holy Spirit of truth guide us into your truth.
以致无论讲的翻译的听的都能够同感一灵。
So the one who speaks and interprets and those who hear can share one spirit.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer, petition and thanksgiving on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。
Amen.
谦卑乃是基督圣徒一生要学习的功课。
Humility is a lifelong learning for Christian saints.
亦都係一個最難學嘅功課。
And it is the hardest lesson.
正如喺上次嘅正道提到。
Just as in my last sermon I've mentioned.
主耶穌藉著路加福音嘅17:1-10教導門徒。
In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1-10, the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
關於謙卑嘅四個方面。
Regarding the four aspects of humility.
在上次正道已经讲了头那两方面。
In my last sermon, I've talked about the first two aspects.
今天早上我们再次继续来到看这段经文。
On this morning, let us continue to read these scriptures.
一同来到学习主耶稣有关对谦卑其余两个重要的方面。
And to learn together the other two aspects regarding humility taught by the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们首先来到去扼要的回顾上一次正道所提到的。
Now, let us firstly recall last time that the two aspects that we mentioned last time.
提到主耶稣和门徒讲到谦卑的头那两方面。
The first two aspects regarding humility that the Lord Jesus taught to his disciples.
主耶稣教导门徒谦卑的第一个方面。
The first aspect the Lord Jesus taught his disciples regarding humility.
是切勿来到绊倒属灵生命上面幼嫩的肢体。
Do not cause people who have a tender spirit to fall.
路加福音的17:1-2呢度讲到。
The book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 and 2.
耶稣又对门徒说：绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的又祸了。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come."
17:2，就是。把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里，还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。
It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin.
绊倒人的事情呢?
Things that cause people to sin.
可以是言行不一呢?
Include what one says is not in line with what he or she does.
当信徒没有生命见证的时候,
As a Christian, if we don't have witness of life,
我们向人传讲福音
When we preach the gospel to others,
只是鸣的锣响的钹
We're only a resounding gong and clang cymbal
另一方面
On the other hand,
也可以使人跌倒
It may cause others to fall
的错误的圣经的教导
The false teaching of the Bible
又或者错误的信徒生活的取向
Or the wrong living attitude of some of the Christians.
这些情况会拦阻其他的肢体属灵生命上面的成长。
These are the factors that hinder other people to grow in their spiritual lives.
并且会导致同神的关系疏离。
It also alienate, our relationship with God.
更严重的是犯罪得罪神。
And even worse, we may sin against God.
主耶稣经常用法利赛人的言行和他对门徒的教训做一个对比。
The Lord Jesus always compared the words and deeds of the Pharisees with his teachings to his disciples.
因为法利赛人他们骄傲自义。
Because the Pharisees were proud and hypocritical.
他们假冒为善，而且能讲不能行。
They were hypocritical and they did not practice what they preached.
马太福音的23章15节这里讲到。
In Matthew chapter 23 verse 15.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
因为你们走遍洋海陆地。
You travel over land and sea.
勾引一个人入教。
To win a single convert,
既入了教,
and when he becomes one,
卻使他作地獄之子,
you make him twice as much a son of hell,
比你們還加倍,
as you are.
主耶穌對法利賽人拌倒別人的情況形容得入木三分。
The Lord Jesus' description of the Pharisees and how they caused people to sin was precise.
亦都導致法利賽人對主耶穌基督嘅極度嘅憎恨。
And that was also why the Pharisees hated the Lord Jesus.
咁所以主耶穌提醒門徒要警醒自己嘅言行。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus reminded his disciples to be careful about their words and deeds.
切勿效法法利賽人嗰種嘅偽善。
And don't learn from the Pharisees' attribute of being hypocritical.
以致拌倒初信嘅肢體。
And to cause the first believers to sin.
舉一個聖經的例子。
Let me quote an example from the Bible.
保羅曾經論到食拜過偶像的食物。
The Apostle Paul has once mentioned eating food sacrificed to idols.
他在哥林多前書的八章四節這裡講到。
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 4 it says,
論到吃祭偶像之物，我們知道偶像在世上算不得什麼，也知道神只有一位，再沒有別的神。
So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one.
咁跟住佢喺八章嘅八節、九節同埋十三節，亦都係有一個更加嘅詳細嘅一個嘅闡釋。
He explained in more details in verse 8, 9 and 13.
呢度講到，其實食物不能叫神看中我們，因為我們不吃也無損，吃也無益。
But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do.
只是你们要谨慎。
Be careful, however.
恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
That the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒。
Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin,
我就永远不吃肉。
I will never eat meat again,
免得叫我弟兄跌倒。
So that I will not cause him to fall.
其实绊倒人的例子还有很多。
In fact, there are many other examples regarding causing others to fall.
总的一句呢，
In summary,
基督圣徒的言行是非常的重要。
The words and the deeds of Christian saints are very important.
我们所讲的和所做的必须要一致。
What we say must be in line with what we do.
如果不是的话呢，
Otherwise,
不单只是失见证。
Not only do we lose our witnesses,
并且好像主耶稣提醒我们会绊倒其他的肢体。
But we will also cause other people to fall just as the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣教导门徒的第二方面。
And the second aspect.
是要饶恕别人的过犯。
The Lord Jesus taught his disciples was to forgive others' offenses.
上次我们看到路加福音的17章3到4节这里讲到。
Last time we read the book of Luke chapter 17 verses 3 and 4.
你们要谨慎。
So watch yourselves.
若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝戒他。
If your brother sins, rebuke him.
他若懊悔，就饶恕他。
And if he repents, forgive him.
倘若他一天七次得罪你。
If he sins against you 7 times in a day.
又七次回转。
And 7 times comes back to you and says.
说我懊悔了。
I repent.
你总要饶恕他。
Forgive him.
对犯罪的人，
For people who sin,
我们得自斥其非。
We need to rebuke them.
如果他及时的懊悔，
But if they repent,
我们需要来到饶恕。
We need to forgive them.
虽然指责罪恶从来都不是容易的事情。
Although rebuking others for their sins is not easy,
但最终的目的是要人悔改回转。
The ultimate purpose was for him or her to repent and return,
以致犯罪的人是被挽回，
so that sinners can be saved.
如果我们不能够饶恕得罪我们的人，
If we do not forgive those who sin against us,
我们活着这段日子是将受到神的管教。
During the time that we live on earth, we will be disciplined by God.
就如雅各书二章十三节这里讲到，
Just as in the book of James chapter 2 verse 13 it says,
因为那不怜悯人的，
Because judgment without mercy,
也要受无怜悯的审判，
will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
虽然我们蒙恩归主那一刻，
Although at the moment when we received grace and returned to the Lord,
我们一生的罪恶过犯，
Our sins and transgressions in our entire life,
已经被主耶稣基督十字架上流出圣洁的宝血所涂抹净尽，
have already been cleansed by the Lord Jesus who shed his precious blood on the cross.
但是当我们仍然活在这个世上的时候，
when we still live on earth,
在成圣成义的过程的阶段，
in the process of becoming holy and righteous,
不能够饶恕得罪我们的人，
if we can't forgive those who offend us,
神也不会饶恕我们的罪恶过犯，
Lord will not forgive our sins and transgressions either,
直到我们饶恕得罪我们的人，
until we forgive those who offend us,
因为那不怜悯人的，
because judgment without mercy,
也要受无怜悯的审判，
will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
马太福音的十八章到二十一节、三十五节记载。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35,
主耶稣对饶恕的教导。
The scriptures record the Lord Jesus' teaching regarding forgiveness.
特别在十八章的三十五节。
And particularly in verse 35.
你们各人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you.
我天父也要这样待你们了。
Unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
正如先前所提到，
Just as I've mentioned before.
雖然我哋嘅一生罪惡過犯。
Although our sins and transgressions in our entire life
已經被主耶穌基督十字架上所流出嘅寶血潔淨。
Have already been cleansed by the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his precious blood on the cross.
但係當我哋喺世上仍然寄居嗰個日子咧。
But when we still live on earth as aliens and strangers.
如果我哋唔饒恕別人對我哋嘅過犯
，If we don't forgive others people's offences towards us，
我哋將會失卻咗同神本應有嘅親密無間嘅關係。
We will lose our close relationship with God，
當中包括喺主裏邊嘅平安喜樂。
It includes peace and joy in the Lord，
同豐盛嘅人生。
And our abundant life,
進而帶嚟苦澀同埋困擾。
But we will have bitterness and frustration.
呢啲都係神嘅管教。
And these are the discipline of God.
直到有一日
，until one day,
當我哋真正願意饒恕其他人對我哋嘅過犯嘅時候
，when we are truly willing to forgive other people's offences towards us,
天父亦都同時會饒恕我哋。
The Heavenly Father will also forgive us.
而且管教亦都會停止。
And His discipline will come to an end.
我相信我哋每一個嘅弟兄姊妹
，I believe that each of our brother and sister
都會經歷到呢啲嘅情況
，has experienced this kind of situation.
管教嘅目的
，the purpose of discipline
係要我哋同神嘅聖潔上邊有份。
Is that we can have a part of the holiness of God.
當我哋真正嘅嚟到去饒恕別人嘅時候
，If we truly forgive others people，
我相信我哋都會經歷到嗰份嘅心裏邊嗰份嘅喜樂。
I believe we will experience the peace in our hearts.
接落嚟，讓我哋睇到主耶穌喺教導門徒嘅第三個方面。
Next, have a look at the first aspect regarding humility that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
就係我哋要得承認我哋自己嘅軟弱。
That is, we need to admit our own weaknesses.
讓我哋首先嘅讀出路加福音嘅17:5-6.
Now let us read together the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5-6.
使徒對主說：求主加增我們的信心。主說：你們若有信心，像一粒芥菜種，就是對這棵桑樹說：你要拔起根，栽在海裡，他也必聽從你們。
The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you."
17:5呢度講到使徒要求主耶穌加增佢哋嘅信心。
In the scripture, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus to increase their faith.
使徒係主耶穌所親自揀選。
The disciples were chosen by the Lord Jesus himself.
基本上佢哋都係出自加利利。
Most of them came from the place Galilee.
而且佢哋都係非常平凡嘅人。
And they were very ordinary people.
他们当中原本有渔夫
They were fishermen.
工匠
Carpenters.
税吏
Tax collectors.
神拣选使徒是神的主权
The choice of God's, of his disciples was out of his authority.
并非是因拣选的人有怎样的过人之处
Not by the strength of those who were chosen.
而更加嘅奇妙咧
，What is more amazing？
就係呢啲嘅使徒
，These disciples。
當然除咗賣主嘅猶大
，Except for Judas the traitor。
佢哋成為日後教會嘅根基。
They all became the foundation of the church in future。
佢哋跟住主耶穌
，They followed the Lord Jesus。
去到各城各鄉
，Going through all the towns and villages。
嚟到傳道。
Preaching the gospel,
行神迹
performing miracles,
医治
healing the sick,
赶鬼
driving out demons.
换句话讲
in other words,
他们亲身经历到和见证到 主所作的一切。
They experienced and witnessed what the Lord Jesus had done.
使徒是主耶稣基督亲自的牧养。
The disciples were shepherded by the Lord himself.
他们在主的教导和栽培底下。
Under the shepherding and teaching of the Lord.
他们生命成长。
The disciples grew in their spiritual lives.
及后更加被主耶稣差遣出去来到传道，宣讲天国的福音。
And they were later on sent by the Lord Jesus to overseas to preach the gospel of heaven.
并且施行医治赶鬼。
And to heal the sick, drive out demons.
不过呢，
However,
即使是这样，
even so,
他们仍然有信心不足的时候。
There were times when their faith was little.
所以主耶稣基督有几次跟门徒说，
Therefore, there were a few times the Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
你们这小信的人,
You of little faith.
例如主耶稣讲到, 不要为衣食忧虑。
For example, the Lord Jesus said, Do not worry about what you wear and what you eat.
那当中是记载在马太福音的第六章。
And it is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 6.
另一个就是主耶稣基督平静风浪。
Another example was the Lord Jesus calmed down the winds and the waves.
咁喺马太福音第八章亦都系记载咗。
It is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 8.
另外一次就系主耶稣基督喺海面嘅行走。
Another time was when the Lord Jesus walked on the sea.
佢将快要沉落去嘅彼得拉上嚟。
He caught Peter who were beginning to sink.
咁喺马太福音嘅14章系有呢个嘅记载嘅。
And it is written in the book of Matthew chapter 14.
以上的情况呢,
The examples mentioned above
显示门徒他们胆怯和疑惑,
show that the disciples were afraid and confused.
因为始终他们有人性的软弱,
because they had the weaknesses of men.
所以路加福音的17章记载使徒求主耶稣基督加增他们的信心。
Therefore, in the book of Luke, chapter 17, it records the episode that the disciples asked the Lord Jesus to increase their faith.
皆因他们有人性的软弱。
Because they had the weaknesses of men.
就好像刚刚提到马太福音所记载的事件。
Just as the incident in the book of Matthew that I've mentioned just now.
加上在路加福音的17章1到4节。
In addition, in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 to 4,
主耶稣所要求门徒的,
what the Lord Jesus requested his disciples to do,
要紧紧地记得, 不要绊倒被他们软弱的弟兄,
was to remember carefully not to cause the brothers and sisters who were weak to fall,
以及不断地来到去饶恕得罪他们的人。
And continued to forgive those who offend them.
从人性的角度来看呢,
From the eyes of men,
实在是很难,
it is really hard to do.
言行要谨慎,
what we say and what we do must be very careful,
以免绊倒别人,
in order not to cause others to fall.
不是一时间哦,
not only one time,
时时哦,
but always.
难难呢?
Do you think it is difficult?
另外就是不断的饶恕。
Another thing is that we need to forgive others continuously.
这个都是很难。
It is really difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
要时刻的谨言慎行。
We need to always be careful about what we do and what we speak.
以免绊倒别人。
In order not to cause others to fall,
常常的饶恕,
we need to always forgive.
非常的难,
it is really hard.
我相信门徒也知道他们自己的情况。
I believe the disciples knew their own situation.
实在做不到,
it was really hard for them.
一个谦卑在神面前的人。
A person who is humble before God,
承认自己一无所有,
admit that he or she is nothing,
一无是处,
earns nothing,
一无所夸，
and has nothing to boast about.
所以使徒保罗讲到佢自己。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul talked about himself.
在哥林多后书的十二章五节这里讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5, it says,
但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。
But I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses.
保罗更承认自己在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Paul also admitted that among all sinners, I am the worst.
所以保罗他懂得紧紧地依靠基督的能力。
Therefore, Paul learned and knew how to rely on the Christ's power.
去覆庇他自己的软弱。
So that Christ's power may rest on his weaknesses.
以至到他什么时候软弱。
And therefore, whenever he was weak,
因着基督的大能大力，
due to the Christ's mighty power,
就能够刚强起来。
He became strong.
所以当信徒承认自己信心不足的时候，
therefore, when the disciples admitted that their faith was not, was little,
主耶稣接下来就说，
then the Lord Jesus said,
在路加福音17章6节说，
In the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 6, it says,
主说，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来，栽在海里，他也必听从你们。
He replied, If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
换句话说，
In other words,
只要有一点点的信心，
If we have little faith,
就好像微小的芥菜种，
as small as a mustard seed,
因着信心是会成长的，
due to the growth of our faith,
能够产生奇妙的果效，
it can have an amazing effect.
虽然我们信不足，
although our faith is little,
但因着依靠主耶稣基督的大能大力，
but through relying on the Lord Jesus' mighty power,
神能够透过我们
God can free us
去成就祂的旨意，
to accomplish His will，
不可能的事
impossible
能够成为可能，
will become possible。
你若信，必能看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see God's glory。
接下来让我们看到主耶稣教导门徒谦卑的第四个方面。
Next, let us have a look at the fourth aspect of humility that the Lord Jesus taught His disciples。
是要门徒不要求荣耀。
He commanded the disciples not to seek glory.
路加福音的17章7到10节。
In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 to 10.
我们都一起给你读出来。
Let us read the scriptures together.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来就对他说，你快去坐下吃饭吧。岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，束上带子侍候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝么？仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人谢他么？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的我们应份做的。
Suppose one of you had a servant plowing and looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, Come along now and sit down to eat? Would he not rather say, Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink? Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do?So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, We are unworthy servants, we have only done our duty.
这里主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus told a parable here.
仆人完成了他份内的工作。
When a servant has done his duty,
主人是不需要特别的去感谢。
The master doesn't need to thank him.
主耶稣亦都提到法利賽人嗰種嘅偽善啊。
The Lord Jesus has also mentioned the the hypocrisy of the Pharisees.
马太福音嘅廿三章五到七节呢度讲到。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 5 to 7.
他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的穗子做长了。
Everything they do is done for man to see. They make the... Oh, sorry, I don't know this word. Wide and the tassels on the garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi.
喜爱筵席上的首席，会堂里的高位，又喜爱人在街市上闻他安，称他拉比。相信刚才姊妹已经翻译了出来。法利赛人所做的一切呢，
Everything that the Pharisees did
是要叫人看到他们外表的敬虔，
was for others to see their faithfulness on the surface.
而他们在筵席上面坐首位，
the place of honor at banquets.
在街市上面被人来到问安，
to be greeted in the market places.
这些都是要让人来到看到他们的身份是何等的尊贵。
These were for others to see how noble their identity was.
法利赛人所求的是人的荣耀。
What the Pharisees seek was the glory of man.
而主耶稣基督教导谦卑的仆人，却正正是同这些法利赛人所做的是相反的。
However, in the Lord Jesus' teaching, a servant of humility is the opposite of the Pharisees.
乃是不求自己的荣耀。
That they do not seek their own glory.
当我们愿意谦卑俯伏在神的面前，
When we are willing to humble and bow before God,
依靠主耶稣基督的大能大力，
and to put our trust in the Lord Jesus' mighty power,
作成神的工呢，
to finish God's work,
很奇怪的，
and strangely,
我们会想到啊，神在这里使用我们。
We may think that God is using us.
我们能够传讲福音。
We can preach the gospel.
引人归主。
We can guide people to belong to the Lord.
能够作这个服事。
And we can serve in this field.
也能够作那个服事。
We can serve in that field.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们的自我感觉是非常的良好的。
Very often we feel good about ourselves.
在那个时候我们应该要特别的小心。
At this time, we need to be very careful.
切勿掉入属灵的骄傲的里头。
Do not fall into the pride of spirituality.
因为一切都是出于神的恩典。
Because everything comes from God's grace.
保罗在哥林多前书的四章七节提到，
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says,
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
一切都是出于神的怜悯和恩典。
Everything comes from the Lord's grace and mercy.
从蒙恩归主那一刻开始。
Starting from the moment when we received grace and returned to the Lord.
被主耶稣在十字架上成就的赦罪救恩。
Through the salvation of forgiveness of sins accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救。
We were saved.From our sins and transgressions.
如今我们寄居在世上。
Now we live on earth as aliens and strangers.
能够服侍主。
We can serve our Lord.
能够跟随主。
Follow the Lord.
将来能够在永恒里与主同在。
And in the future we can be with the Lord in eternity.
所有都是出于神的恩典。
everything comes from the God's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些一切的种种，
any of this,
都是我们不配得的。
We are unworthy of having any of this.
如今我们为主作工，
Now we work for the Lord.
只是当尽我们的本分。
We are only doing our duty.
就正如路加福音的十七章十节所讲，
Just as in the book of Luke chapter 7 verses 10.
因为我们都是无用的仆人。
Because we are all useless servants.
讲到追求荣耀呢，
When talk about pursuing glory,
十二个使徒亦都同样陷入试探的当中。
The 12 disciples have fallen into the temptation.
我们首先将约翰福音的十三章三到五节一起来读出来。
Now let us read together the book of John chapter 13 verses 3 to 5.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
創造天地的人子主耶穌基督。
The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus who created the earth and heavens,
竟然洗門徒的腳。
Washed his disciples' feet.
我相信每一个在筵席上的人都感到震惊。
I believe everyone at the banquet was shocked.
不单止震惊，
Not only being shocked,
他们应该感到惭愧。
They might also feel ashamed.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么主耶稣和门徒在最后的晚餐有这个举动？
Why did the Lord Jesus do this for his disciples at the Last Supper?
当然 我相信大家都知道，主耶稣乃是要门徒学习彼此谦卑服侍而作一个榜样。
We all may know that the Lord Jesus set an example for his disciples to be humble and serve each other.
为什么在这个时候发生呢？
But why did this happen at this moment?
请大家翻去路加福音嘅廿二章廿四节。
Now let us
路加福音嘅廿二章廿四节。
Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 24.
咁喺最后晚餐嘅时候，究竟发生咗咩嘅事咧
？What happened at the Last Supper？
如果揾到嘅，我哋一齐嘅读出嚟。
Let us read it together.
路加福音嘅廿二章廿四节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 24.
門徒起了爭論，他們中間哪一個可算為大。
Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest.
在最後的晚餐，門徒再次為到誰算為大來到起爭論。
At the Last Supper, a dispute arose among the disciples again,as to which of them was the greatest.
咁點解我話再次咧
？Why do I say again？
因為其實門徒之前已經對呢個事情有個爭論。
Because they already had disputes regarding this before.
爭論嘅引發點咧
？And the reason behind the disputes
都係出於要爭人嘅榮耀。
Was because they seek glory of men.
相信喺佢哋嘅心目中咧
，I believe that in their minds.
成為主耶穌基督首席的使徒呢
Becoming the first disciple of the Lord Jesus
是何等榮耀的事情
Was very glorious
但是在神的角度裡面呢
But in the kingdom of God
並不是這樣的
It is not the case
主耶穌曾經跟門徒說
The Lord Jesus once said to his disciples
在馬可福音的十章四十四節
In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 44.
在你们中间。
And whoever.
谁愿为首。
Wants to be first.
就必作众人的仆人。
Must be slave of all.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
The Lord Jesus Christ washed the disciples' feet.
不单止象征门徒的灵命是得到洁净。
Not only did it mean that the spiritual lives of the disciples could be cleansed,
而且更为到门徒确立了一个谦卑彼此服侍的榜样。
But he also set an example for the disciples to be humble and serve each other.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要成为谦卑的仆人，
To become a humble servant,
我们需要我们谨言慎行。
We need to be very careful about what we speak and what we do.
以免绊倒其他肢体。
In order not to cause other people to fall.
并且因着基督的爱。
And also due to the Christ's love.
我们能够饶恕得罪我们的人。
We can forgive those who offend us.
虽然知道不容易做。
Although I know it is not easy to do,
但是重要的就是我们要承认我们自己的软弱和不足。
What is important is that we need to admit our weaknesses,
以致愿意信靠主耶稣基督的大能大力。
So we will be willing to put our trust into the Lord Jesus' mighty power.
因为主耶稣基督曾经讲过，
Because the Lord Jesus has once said,
你若信，必能看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
一切都是出于神的拣选和恩典。
Everything comes from the Lord's choice and grace.
我们只是无用的仆人。
We are only useless servants.
所做的只是我们应该做的。
What we do is only our duty.
让我们一同的起立。
Please stand.
一同唱《生命是神流通管》。
Let us sing him, Make Me a Channel of Blessing.
这首歌可能大家比较陌生一点，我们请司琴弹一次，然后再唱这首诗歌。
We may not be familiar with the hymn. Let us ask the pianist to play it once before we sing.
同心禱告。
Now let us pray in one heart.
天父上帝，感謝讚美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感謝你藉著你寶貴嘅話語再一次嘅提醒我哋。
Thank you that through your precious words, you once again remind us.
作為一個謙卑嘅仆人。
To be a humble servant.
我哋得謹言慎行。
We need to be very careful about what we say and what we do.
以免绊倒其他嘅肢體。
In order not to cause others to fall.
亦都幫助我哋學習嚟到去饒恕。
And to help us to forgive.
亦都讓我哋承認我哋自己軟弱。
And we admit that we are weak.
我哋信心不足。
And we have little faith.
我们需要来到去俯伏在恩主的面前。
And we need to bow before our gracious Lord.
让主的能力来到去覆庇我们的软弱。
So the Lord's power may rest on us.
天父都求你帮助我们不要求人的荣耀。
Heavenly Father, may you also help us not to seek glory of men.
因为我们实在是无用的仆人。
Because we are truly useless servants.
因为唯有当我们谦卑来到去服侍主的时候，
Because only when we serve you with humility,
我们才能够成为主你流通的管子。
We can become the Lord's channel of blessing.
天父求你来到去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
我们这样祷告感谢交托，奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.